Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Harvard University is investigating what it calls an unprecedented case of cheating. Harvard's Dean of Undergraduate Education, Jay Harris, sent a message out yesterday saying that the school's looking into allegations that some 125 students may have committed acts of academic dishonesty, ranging from inappropriate collaboration to outright plagiarism. Those allegations involve a take-home final exam from the spring. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch joins us with the latest. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, what makes this case of alleged cheating at Harvard so unprecedented?
Well, cheating, of course, happens at Harvard. It happens at other Ivy League institutions. It happens at other colleges. And, of course, Ted Kennedy was the most famous at Harvard for finding somebody to take a test for him. But this is an entirely different scale, pretty much the biggest cheating scandal there in memory. Roughly half of a single large class of 250 undergraduates allegedly worked together on their take-home exam when they were explicitly told it had to be individual work. Hmm. A teaching assistant noticed inconsistencies, told the professor, he told the review board back in May. This was a government class intro to Congress.
So if this happened back in May, why are we hearing about it now?
Well, I think you can chalk a little bit of that up to the summer. You can also chalk some of this up to Harvard and its sort of famous secrecy, sort of being tight-lipped with dark spots on its reputation. But I also don't think it's a coincidence that Harvard is acknowledging this with some pretty strong statements from the president and the undergraduate dean, just as incoming freshmen have arrived on campus this week.
What's going to happen to these students who are under investigation? What are the potential disciplinary action they face, Kurt?
Yeah, they've been notified, their parents have been notified, and the students whose work is in question have to appear before a review board to explain things. Now, if they're found in violation, the punishment could be as severe as a year-long suspension. Realize here, we're talking about 125 students. That's 2% of the college's enrollment.
Now, aside from the individual students, what about Harvard itself? Do you think it will take a different approach to, you know, take-home exams or address, you know, academic honesty in a different way?
Yeah, there have been some students murmuring about, you know, this one class, cheating so widespread in this one class. What happened there? Were there unfair expectations? But I think what's more likely is that Harvard is going to renew its look at the Academic Honor Code. The college has toyed with a voluntary pledge not to plagiarize and cheat, and many Ivy League institutions kind of pride themselves that their high standards are understood. But on the other hand, if you look at service academies, you know, a cadet at West Point has to promise not to cheat, but also not to look away when somebody else cheats. So Harvard President Drew Faust says that they're going to look at this and emphasize academic integrity more.
All right. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
You got it.